Well, mis queridos listeners, I like to think of Latino USA as a place where women have a voice. Well, if not the voice, which is not to say that guys can't learn from this. So here's producer Michael Simon Johnson to tell us why one of his favorite pieces over the last year was a piece that had to do with women and stock photos.
Yeah.
What did you find so interesting about this piece?
It was enlightening. It was about how these stock photos that we see all the time are, it's not just that they're kind of insensitive to a certain extent, but also that they're just very silly and really out of touch. It sort of shows like, oh, look, women are so stressed. Look at how stressed they have, so much going. They have kids and then she's holding a baby and, oh, she's got work and she's on the computer and her phone. And, oh, she's so stressed. And it's kind of presented like a joke as if stress isn't a real problem. I see those pictures and I feel like they are presented to have women look at them and say, oh, I know, it's so true. And I wonder if they even encourage women in a certain kind of way to feel like that level of stress is normal.
So here's our piece about stock photos and working women. Go get your computer and search working mom. So what do you see? A woman in a really bad pantsuit feeding a crying toddler in a kitchen while talking on a huge, like, brick-sized cell phone. A woman struggling to hold a baby and a briefcase. All right, now do a search for woman executive. Get the picture? It's a problem that Sheryl Sandberg wants to fix. She's partnering with Getty Images, the largest provider of these photos, to create a collection of photos that depict women in more empowering ways. Our favorite fashion blogger, Veronica Marche Miller, joins us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia to talk about why this is such a big deal. Veronica, welcome back to Latino USA.
Thanks for having me.
Look, I'm a mother of two. I know all about the juggling and the nursing while you're working and all that. But at the same time, those stock photos that you find, like in the past, it just looks so unrealistic and unappealing.
Oh, yeah. The stock photos that we're so used to seeing online, it almost feels like a cartoonist picked up a camera and decided to take a photograph of what he thought a working mom looked like. It's funny that you mentioned the mom who is juggling all sorts of things. There's also the stock photographs where they actually Photoshop extra arms onto a woman to show how much she's juggling and how stressed out she is.
How much do you think that they impact our perceptions of women?
I do think they can have an effect because these are the images, the stock photo images that newspapers, blogs, websites, they have to use these images because they can't afford to hire a photographer, professional models, or anything like that. So they just have to use this very limited availability of photos to try to get their point across. And oftentimes the images are to a detriment of that.
Mm. So not seeing ourselves portrayed accurately in the media, I don't know. I know a several thousand women of color, Latinas, who would be like, yeah, we are
never
accurately portrayed.
Absolutely. I was looking for like a black woman who maybe looked like a creative professional giving a presentation. And it became just laughable. It's always this black woman with her arms crossed in this black plain suit looking at you like, if you say anything wrong, I'm going to come for you. And that's not what I was looking for at all.
It's funny because I haven't done a search for that, but it's like, yeah, I've seen that image.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the one that permeates, that's the one that's across every stock site that you can look up.
So we talked to Adriana Gaspar. She created a very popular style Latino Tumblr. And this is what she had to say about this.
I really was just looking for a website that just focused on Latino people. And then I did not find one after doing some extensive researching, and I just decided if there wasn't one, then I would create one.
I mean, it is hopeful, right? That maybe this generation is saying, okay, look, we know it's hard to juggle, but you have got to find that moment of we're alive, it's a joyful time, we've got to make ourselves feel that way. And that's kind of a reflection of this generation, I guess I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think women, I can speak for myself, black women in particular, are tired of being portrayed as not being happy. So I think seeing these women in these authentic situations and oftentimes just looking content is a big step.
Well, we're all about creating our own images and our own narratives. So thanks for helping us do that. You as well, Veronica. So we appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Veronica Marche Miller is a fashion blogger for XOJane.com. She joined us from the studios of WHYY in snowy Philadelphia.